From the Veterans Service Staff by Claudia Baldwin. Understanding eligibility for the need for aid and attendance. One of the highly asked questions in our Veteran Services Resource Center is whether a veteran is eligible for aid and attendance. We will look at the explanation of who can apply and how this relates to service-connected veterans, and for those who are not service-connected for a disease or injury, how to apply for this additional benefit. Let's look at what VA regulations say about the criteria for aid and attendance. The following will be accorded consideration in determining the need for regular aid and attendance. 38 CFR Section 3.351(c)(3). Inability of claimant to dress or undress himself or herself, or to keep himself or herself ordinarily clean and presentable. Frequent need of adjustment of any special prosthetic or orthopedic appliances, which, by reason of the particular disability, cannot be done without aid. This will not include the adjustment of appliances which normal persons would be unable to adjust without aid, such as supports, belts, lacing at the back, etc. Inability of claimant to feed himself or herself through loss of coordination of upper extremities or through extreme weakness. Inability to attend to the wants of nature or incapacity, physical or mental, which requires care or assistance on a regular basis to protect the claimant from hazards or dangers incident to his or her daily environment. Bedridden will be a proper basis for the determination, which, through its essential character, requires that the claimant remains in bed. The fact that the claimant has voluntarily taken to bed, or that a physician has prescribed rest in bed for the greater or lesser part of the day to promote convalescence or cure, will not suffice. It is not required that all the disabling conditions enumerated in this paragraph be found to exist before a favorable rating may be made. The personal functions which the veteran is unable to perform should be considered in connection with his or her condition. It's only necessary that the evidence establishes that the veteran is so helpless as to need regular aid and attendance, not that there be a constant need. Determinations that the veteran is so helpless as to require regular aid and attendance will not be based solely upon an opinion that the claimant's condition is such as would require him or her to be in bed. They must be based on the actual requirement of personal assistance from others. Since our members have visual impairments, just being legally blind does not meet the criteria for aid and attendance. A service-connected veteran must meet special monthly compensation, or SMC, levels to be considered for aid and attendance. This means that a veteran must minimally be rated at a 100% level in disability compensation to file. When a service-connected veteran receives SMC, he or she is already being paid the level of aid and attendance. For blindness, the veteran must have a level of 5 over 200 in both eyes or a visual field loss of less than 5 degrees in both eyes. The same vision criteria apply for a veteran who is not service-connected but meets the criteria for a non-service-connected pension. In either circumstance, both service-connected veterans and non-service-connected veterans receiving compensation or pension must file VA Form 21-2680, Request for the Need for Aid and Attendance. This form is to be filed by the veteran's doctor and should be filed along with the VA Form 21-526EZ, the Disability Compensation Form, or 21P-527EZ, the NSC Pension Form. There are other circumstances where a veteran can file for his or her spouse as needing aid and attendance. In this circumstance, the veteran must file VA Form 21-2680 along with the dependency form and the medical evidence which demonstrates that the veteran's spouse is in need of aid and attendance. This only applies to veterans who receive VA disability compensation and does not apply to non-service-connected veterans. A veteran does not need to be at the 100% level for disability compensation for adding a disabled spouse, just needs to be at the 30% level for disability compensation. Voices in the Night. We are the voices that can't see, only with the mind and others like me. This is a freedom carved out by our forefathers. To preserve and keep it never was a bother. I cherish these privileges as I do stars and stripes. This Constitution is powerful with its Bill of Rights. We must maintain the dignity and uplift the pride, and thank the veterans, many served and died. this service to their country, highest of a noble deed, to put your life on the line, no fame, fortune, or greed. The freedom and privileges we have can fade away. That's why our military protect them each and every day. This United States of America, I make this promise to you. I'll always protect and defend the red, white, and blue. This is from Lifetime member BVA NYRG, former president, written by Warner L. Murray, Army Strong.